Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we keep moving along on this Easter weekend, welcome back, everyone. It's now time to dive into the Destination Spotlight, number 73, actually, in our recurring series, as Mary and I are about to take you down to the Rocket City, a place located in the 22nd state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1819. But first, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And it's a big day for savings at Travel Pro because they are having their Save Big Sale, offering 15% off everything plus free shipping. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Elite Collection. Rudy likes the Max Light series. And one of the most important items, we say this all the time, but it's true, to ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
It certainly is. Travel Pro Luggage, it's the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers for its durability and because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Save big right now. Get 15% off everything at TravelPro.com, plus the free shipping, or go to RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, off we go to Huntsville, Alabama, to connect with Judy Riles, CEO of their CVB, who's waiting for us on that show hotline.
Judy, welcome to the big broadcast. Mary and I appreciate you joining us for today's Destination Spotlight on the Rocket City.
Well, it's my pleasure to join you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome indeed. Listen, I happened to notice your branding slogan on the website, Journey Beyond Your Expectations. And, you know, although I don't generally pay attention to things like that, from the five or six times that I've been to Huntsville now, I actually think it's well said. I know this show is heard in your city on the Big Talker, AM 800, AM 1230, and FM 102.5. And Huntsville, it's really is a very different type of Alabama experience. So there's a lot we can cover. But I want to start off with your city's nickname, as I just said, the Rocket City. Tell folks around the country how space is big in Huntsville.
Well, as you know, we have Marshall Space Flight Center here and also about 40,000 workers out on Redstone Arsenal, and they were the engineers that helped put man on the moon. And we also have the original space camp, so you can come and learn how to place man on the moon or maybe be a future person going to Mars, who knows. And they've had over 750,000 space campers visiting from all over the U.S., as well as 150 different countries from around the world. So we're very rich in our arts and culture and technology and science and anything from the old to new or from the historic to the modern.
Well, you described that so well, and we've certainly enjoyed the Space Center with our boys, although they wanted to stay and partake in the camps, but we had to leave. But Judy, you just hit on something, arts and culture, and that was something else that we really appreciated in Huntsville. It's really a hot spot. It's certainly become one for culture and nightlife. The art and entertainment scene is big. You have three designated districts, including Quigley downtown, which I really enjoyed. Charming area that also features international parks. So just touch a little bit more for our listeners about the arts and culture.
Well, as you've mentioned, Big Spring International Park is in the center of downtown, and that's what Huntsville was founded around, was that spring, and that was in 1805. So we've been around for a while, and Big Spring International Park has just been totally redone by our city, and it's just beautiful. And right now the cherry trees are blossoming, and so it's a beautiful time of the year to come and visit. And the different districts, we're having some great success with different areas coming up with ideas of reusing or restoring different facilities, such as Campus 805, which is a restored middle school. And it now is an adult playground. There's some breweries there, some great restaurants, anything from pizza to sushi. Then we have another area that's just right up the street from that that's called Stovehouse. And it's a former Martin Stove factory. And it's entertainment space and just so fun to go on a night and just enjoy being outside. And they have bands almost every night of the week. And then they have some new meeting space that's going to be coming online soon, as well as we have the Low Mill area. I don't know if you've been able to visit any of
these. No, actually, Low Mill I'm not familiar with.
No.
And that was a former cotton mill. And there are now over 200 artists and makers that you can go and see their art being produced. And then they also have, as well, a lot of different entertainment acts out on the back deck of this old cotton mill. So it just, everything is very unique, and I think that people enjoy going to places that have been repurposed.
Well, you said earlier, I like what you said, from the historic to the modern. And, you know, listen, last week we checked back in with Unclaimed Baggage. I know that they're nearby to your east over in Scottsboro. I certainly have enjoyed when I've been to Huntsville. I've headed down to Decatur. It's not far away to Big Bob Gibson's
Big Bob
Barbecue.
Gibson. Yeah.
You know, it's about southwest of the city.
You have some of the white sauce.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big fan of the white sauce, but yes, I did have it. You have to have another chicken. But, you know, and I get Nashville 100 miles north or so of where you are. But where I want to go with this is we like to ask everybody who comes on the Destination Spotlight to give us something surprising or an interesting fact about Huntsville, you know, that you think that'll entice our listeners to come visit.
I think that we have so many different trails that we are now promoting, and the latest that we did as an April Fool's joke was a carb trail. We do have a craft beer spaces, sculpture trail, which is an art trail, Lucky Duck trail, where you go and find a scavenger hunt of ducks that are placed around the city, and they're placed in a lot of front doors of our attractions in the downtown area. So it gets our visitors out to at least go and visit the different places and see a little bit more about it, and then they know which
I love when we get those. Yeah, I really do. Well, Judy, we really appreciate you enjoying us. And folks, if you want to find out more, it's very easy. Just huntsville.org. I hope you have a really nice Easter weekend. Okay, Judy?
Great. Thanks. And to you also.
Judy, thanks for your time. Take care.
All right. That was nice of Judy to jump aboard with us this weekend. The Rocket City. Folks, listen, as we approach 11 a.m. Eastern time, we are rocketing towards that. That's it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. By the way, we've now completed 73 of the Destination Spotlights in the ongoing series that we started back in 2017. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. But right now, after these messages, we'll be back for hour two. So don't go anywhere or catch us anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.